Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McBride moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. McBride moves to third. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is walked intentionally. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McBride scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is hit by the pitch. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dobson moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Dobson moves to third. McBride moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Partee and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Wells moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee is called out on strikes. two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McBride is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Partee and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling bunts towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tucker scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 2 in the game. Partee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Roy Partee. Don Gutteridge pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Higgins moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to home to get Higgins. Campbell moves to third. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michael scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Bob Klinger now pitching. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tucker scores. Appling moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. York moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Russell pinch hits for Bob Klinger. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. George Metkovich pinch runs for Tom McBride. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pesky strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.